Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You ain't ready for this.
I just wanna make it to
heaven.
Got a glimpse of a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. The seed dried up and the old one passed away. From there, nothing else had worth.
Yep.
Then I saw New Jerusalem coming down fresh out of heaven like a brand new bride. The holy city's what I'm talking about, and I wanna make it in.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanna make it in. To heaven, just wanna make it to heaven.
Verse 2.
Behold, the temple of God is with every man. If you listen to the man and fulfill his plan, you will make it to the promised land, where there's no more crying, death, pain, and everything is passed away. He's the Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. And I just really wanna, I just wanna make it in. I just wanna make it in. See him face to face. Walk the streets paying with gold. Story of heaven untold. Then we all gonna sing.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory.
Now, that's the true story of heaven. I hope you was listening, 'cause I wanna make it there someday. Until then, I'll just stay down here. Yeah. I'll just stay right here.
Oh,
then that's it. Then it goes straight into the
chapter. Systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
What's up? Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. Welcome to Holy Talk Broadcast with your girl, Rita Furlow, and you're tuned in to Great Awakening Christian Radio. That's www.gabradio.org. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen out there, you can listen live anytime by phone 24/7. We're the hottest number one internet gospel radio. That's 641-793-9495. So we're excited to be here today. I want y'all to tune in daily because we have powerful preaching, gospel music, live interviews, and so much more. Now, today we have a special, special guest. She is a dynamic woman of God, a woman of power, a woman of integrity. Now, we don't just bring anyone on the radio station that don't operate in holiness and integrity, because this is the Holy Talk Broadcast, and we believe in pushing the purpose. How God sent us here on earth, he pushed us here, put us here for a purpose, and that's to push his name, Jesus. His name is above all name, and I want to bring people on here that's going to help me exalt the name Jesus. So help me welcome the anointed and the fabulous woman of power, Prophetess Chantrese Odom. Are you on the air?
I am.
Hey, praise the Lord, woman of God. God bless you.
Praise.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
All right. We're so happy that you decided to come on and talk with us. We appreciate you. We thank God for what you're doing. I see a lot of your ministry posts online. I said, I got to get her on the air. This is truly a woman of God, and we admire you, woman of God, the God in you. Today we're here to discuss the importance of living holy in a world of demonic influence. Now, that's a powerful topic. You can go anywhere with that. We only got 30 minutes on the air. But before we get in, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Is that all right?
That's okay.
All right. God bless you. Amen. So tell me a little, tell the audience, tell our listeners a little bit more about who you are, where you're from.
Okay. My name is Prophetess Shantrese Odom. I am from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I've been raised here all my life. Grew up in the Pentecostal Holiness Church, moving to the Apostolic Church. Over the years past, the Lord see fit with the gifts that were in my life. He shifted me and planted me to be put with a great mother in Zion. He has placed me among great women and great men. God has promised me ever since I was a little girl that he was going to put me before great men and women, and that he will take me even further and further to win this generation in. But I just thank God on today for just being saved. I thank God for giving me a mind at a young age to living holy, living saved. When I was young, I never hung out with young people because young people called me old granny. They called me weird. They called me all types of things. They called me deep. Different things, but I said, Lord, that's fine, because they did many things to Jesus. They ridiculed him. They talked about him because he had true power, because he walked a life of holiness. He walked the life of obedience to his Father. He was steadfast, and that's what I wanted to be. I said, when I was younger, I used to wake up praying, saying, Lord, I just want to be like you. Lord, I just want to make it to heaven. When I was younger, I started as young. He had told Jeremiah, he said, from out of your mother's womb, I called you into a prophet unto my people. So that's what he has called me. I live this thing as he says in the word. Now, many people will try to make you shake your faith because of, you know, when they come around you, they'll want to be your best friend, even family. But you have to realize you can't let nobody come between you and your walk with God. Hallelujah. Yes. Ever since I was young, I had a personal, intimate walk with God. When no one was around, I would just cry in his presence. I would seek his face. At a young age, I went through so much. Hallelujah. But I know that the things that I went through when I was young, he was preparing me at this age. It's surely an honor and a privilege to be used for the master's use, met for the master's use at such a young age. And I'm trying to tell you people, it does not matter what age you are. You just have to be obedient, willing, faithful, live consecrated, stay in prayer. Oh, my goodness, stay in fasting, stay in the Word of God. And I promise you, he can use you in all the gifts of Holy Spirit if you make yourself available. I grew up two brothers, one stepsister that's now deceased. I'm the youngest, but I act like I'm the oldest out of all.
Yeah.
Got an old soul. I hung around old people all my life.
Me too.
And my grandmother would stay up all night reading the word and singing old hymns and just praying and laughing. I tell you, when I used to go to my grandmother's house, I would go over there on that piano and start preaching. I'll start preaching and playing my favorite little key. I really didn't know how to play the piano. The Lord didn't anoint my hands to play the piano, but we thank God that he anointed me to do something else. Hallelujah, which is to preach his word as an instrument, as a prophet unto his people. But also, ever since I was young, I used to play church. When I was young, I'd be in the house with my stuffed animals. I tell you, they were faithful members. Had teddy bears. I had Barbie brats. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They were faithful. I tell you, they gave me pennies, quarters. I was grateful. Hallelujah. Thank God. I would place the Bible on the chair.
Yes.
Oh, God, I thank you. I tell you, I put that Bible on that chair. I had the members out there sitting. I had a faithful usher. He was my big old bear that I won from the fair. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He was a faithful usher, I tell you. But you got to start small. About
Amen.
Small.
That's right.
Don't judge small again.
God.
Hallelujah. But he was preparing me for what he was doing now. When I was young, I was covered by four angels
my
all
God.
Around me. I called them my imaginary friends, but I realized the Lord had told me, Holy Spirit said, those were not your imaginary friends. Those were angels that were around you. He had
my
me
God.
In the heavenly realms at a young age. Hallelujah.
My God.
You know, we can live in the spirit world while we're living on this earth. See, our fleshly body is here, but our divine nature are in the heavens. He uses us from the heavens. We come down from the heavens to work. But see, people are so complacent in the mind and so content of this earth and life that they have no walk with God in the spiritual mind. Hallelujah. I'll get into that more later. But more into understanding of who I am. When I was young, I was very to myself. I was very different. I was like, Lord, what's wrong with me? These people think I'm weird.
Jesus.
He said, it's fine. I set you aside. And so I thank God for shielding me and protecting me. Many times the enemy have tried to take me out in many car accidents. And many different problems. Even when my mom was about to have me, she didn't know she was really going to have another child, but the Holy Spirit told her to have another child. And so when she was giving birth to me, there was some problems taking place. The enemy tried to kill me then because he knew I'd be a threat to his kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yeah, out of glory.
So we thank God. I thank God for every struggle. I thank God for every test in my life, because you cannot receive power unless you pass your test and go through the process.
That's right.
Amen. Many preachers are just going from platform to platform because of people who they know. But they don't go on the platforms because they seek the face of God and got power and have got battle stripes before going through. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. But I thank God for just being young and being saved with a mind, because not many people are really holy. They don't have true holiness. They have holiness, but they don't have true holiness. They live half flesh and half spirit, and you can't mix it. And I'm trying to tell these people in this day, you can't mix it. And many people will try to tell you, oh, you can't live this and that. You think you're a wonder and all this and that. No. It's called dying. You got to come to the end of yourself. There's something in you. There's a weakness in you that you don't want no one to know, but God see you and see that demon that's inside of you, and you want people to come down to your level to make people think they can't live up to the standard that God has left in the Bible. But everything that God has put in that Bible, he wants us to live, and we can do it because he gave us the instructions.
That's why
he told the children of Israel, because they went into disobedience. And another thing, they had unbelief. You know, unbelief is a sin. That's why they were supposed, what they went through was only supposed to be 11 days. But because of their disobedience and unbelief, they went through it for over 40 years. You
My
see,
God.
Obedience can delay blessings. Obedience can delay doors. Obedience can delay a lot of things in life.
Wow.
That's
My
why
God.
It pays to obey.
Now, let me ask you this, Evangelist. How did you know you was called to preach? You say you were different, but what was that one moment? What drawed you in? Like, how did you know?
Well, when I was younger, I was praying. I was seeking God. I felt an urge. I was watching a video one day. I was young. I would stay up late and watch videos and seek the Lord and stay in my word.
Yeah.
I was looking at something, and I was reading over in the word, and he brought me to John. He said, in the book of John, he said, I chose you.
My God.
He said to me, he said, I chose you, and you
my
knew
God.
It not. He said, I chose you.
Jesus.
You is what I chose, for you're special to me. And I need
my
you to
God.
Go and tell my people the truth. I need you
Jesus.
To tell my people about their sins. Tell my people about their transgressions. I need you to minister my holy things unto
yes,
the
Lord.
People. He even showed me in a
my
dream.
God.
I was asleep, and he showed me before a whole lot of people. I don't know, but I was before a lot of people, and it was like a deliverance ministry he showed me.
Yes.
Going out, healing the sick, raising the dead, bringing back the old time way. Many people think old time holiness is religion. No, holiness is holiness. Holiness is not a denomination. Holiness is not religion. Holiness is strength. Holiness is consecration. Holiness is what the Lord is. Holiness is what he wants us to be. And so in that dream, he showed me what he wanted me to do, and he even showed me the people who I would connect with. Majority of it has came to pass today. And some of it is coming to pass. Amen.
My God.
So we thank God. He's connected me with great people in my old church. I told my pastor years ago, I said, I believe the Lord has called me. And he smiled as if he was waiting for me to, you know.
Yes,
say
my God.
So we waited it out a few months. And then he came up to me and called me in the office and said, okay, we're going to go ahead and get your sermon together, because in a few months you're going to do your initial sermon. I said, yes, sir. Did that. Prayed, and the Lord gave me a message, and ever since then, that's where I began. I was young. I was around about 15. I started preaching about 15 years old, but I was really preaching when I was young. I didn't get licensed until about 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah.
But I've been preaching now for quite some years, I'll say.
Wow.
About 6-7 years now. So we thank God for that, and I just thank God using me in this time, and
my
I'm just
God.
Grateful and glad for what God is furthermore going to do.
Yes, and woman of God, you can see it on you. I haven't met you personally, but by the Spirit we have met. And when I look at you, there's a. It, I mean, That's what I said. In the spirit, we don't care about age.
Oh, no.
The mantle that is on your life is a spirit of integrity. You can see the purity. You know, in the old days, these women, they walked in, not only did they walk in power, but they walked in holiness. Glory to God. And you are an example of the women. Women like me and you are an example. I don't know what these other women are doing and how they're getting all these followers. But one thing I know, woman of God, there is an anointing. It is an example, and people talk about trailblazing, but a real trailblazer are women and men who can live holy in a life of temptation. And people can follow you. If you're going to follow me for living holy. Follow me for living right. Woman of God, we're going to release you. Glory to God, on this line. We got 20, I think we got 20 more minutes, I believe. Go ahead on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
We have
to understand, saints of God, the Lord, as the Lord was speaking to me about this radio broadcast, he was telling me about, telling my children about true holiness, telling about divine nature, telling about how to live this life consecrated, because living this life consecrated is very imperative for your walk with God. Many people will tell you many things as if you can't do this, you can't do that. Many times you just come in church, they tell you, just shout, speaking tongues, and you got it. No, that's not it. You got to live a life that's holy. You got to live a life that's consecrated. You got to have your mind in the Word. Your mind must come in alignment with God. Your ears must be open unto what He is saying. Hallelujah. At all times, by any means necessary. We have to come, church. We got to come out of this entertainment playing in the church. You got to come out of this mixing, thinking nobody see what you're doing. You sitting around here, going around the church and sleeping around and
Jesus.
These groups of people, you know, you ain't supposed to be with, and you're going out doing things you got no business doing, and you don't know that God see you, and He has your record, and every angel is marking down everything that you do.
Jesus.
But because you think people don't see you, and you can come in church and play the tambourine, put on your stockings, your slip, you can have whatever, your pointed toe shoes, you come in with your nice suit on, put a nice hat on, you can put a hair covering on even too. You ain't fooling nobody, but God calling His people on today to true holiness. Come out of these rituals. Come out of this fakeness. Stop pretending. He said, stop mixing and come into true holiness. He said, if you love me, you will do what I tell you to do. That's what He said in His word. Many people think we're saying this because it's coming from our heart. No, it's coming from God's heart. You do have to be careful on these people who speak from their own hearts, because people will try to speak from their own hearts and mix it up with God's word. That's what He said. Tell my children not to be deceived in
my
this time. You can't be deceived. Many preachers are preaching right now, offering profane fire. What happened back in the biblical times when they offered unauthorized fire, strange fire? That means that they dropped dead. They dropped
dead.
But in this time, God is saying, these people, He's saying, I'm letting these people continue to play in the church. I'm letting them.
Yeah.
I'm watching them.
My God.
Trust me, I'm wise. He said, I'm a wise God. He said, let these people keep on doing and having circus and playing musical chairs in the church. Let them keep on doing it. But I want you to stay faithful, because their day is coming. Trust me, they might look like they're getting away with this stuff now, but trust me, their day is coming. And
Jesus.
He said, I come to tell the ones who've been seeking God, the ones who've been suffering through testing, the ones who've been suffering through turbulence. He said, I've seen your tears. I've seen your suffering. I've seen your lack of insufficiency. I've seen your tears. I've seen, Lord, when is it my time? He said, children, hold on, because your time is coming. I first got to clear the way out and remove the preachers and put you before, because you got to be the one that's going to clean up the church.
Come on,
you
got
to be the healer, because I'm sending a healing bomb, and I
got to
use you, but I can't use an unclean temple. I got to use a holy temple.
Come on with it.
Temple, a sold out temple, a temple that don't care about what other people say, a temple that don't care being called deep, a temple that don't care be calling weird, a temple that don't care being talked about because you're living upright. Hallelujah, but you got to stand still. You got to stand still and stay firm, stand true, stand like a orange.
Flat-footed. Yes,
you gotta, that's right, flat-footed. You got to stand and know the truth. Stand for the truth.
Jesus.
Don't be shaken. Don't be moved. He said in Luke chapter 14, verse 33, he said, whosoever will, so he said, whosoever he be on you, that renounce him, not all that he had. He said, he cannot be my disciple. So you got to follow his will. You got to follow his judgment. You got to follow his ordinances.
You got to follow his providences. You got to follow his Torah. He said, get back to my holy things, even as I told Moses. Even as I used Moses to talk to the children of Israel, I'm trying to raise up Moses. I'm trying to raise up some Isaiah. I'm trying to raise up some Ezekiel to see visions for me. Hallelujah.
My God.
He said, even though I showed Ezekiel my teraphims, I showed Ezekiel the seraphims, I showed Ezekiel many angelic things. He said, I want you to open your eyes in the spirit. You have been asleep too long, church.
Jesus.
The reason why the church is hurting, the reason why I'm talking about health, not the church hurt. These people are talking about somebody, the church hurt you. No, the church didn't hurt you. Because the church is God's church.
Come on with it.
The church is God's hurt. You need to get out your feelings and die and get rid of that bitterness and seek the face of God.
My God.
The church didn't hurt you. The people hurt you. The people were messy. The people are messy in the church. The church ain't messy. The people are messy because they're full of demons.
Yes,
come on,
Lord.
Church. Thank you, Jesus. God, the church is God's church, and he gets offended when you talk about his church. But the great thing that what the word said, the devil is he's deceiving. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to make a bad name for the church to not win the souls that are looking for God.
My God.
Because the ones in the world, they are lost. They feel like they have no hope. Even the people in church, they lost. They've been in church for years. They know about holiness. They've been around their grandmother about holiness. They know how to talk holiness. They know how to walk. They know how to dress, and they know how to fake it really good. But they ain't living it. Their fruit is dead. Once they had the power, once they had the gifts, once they had the word, once they lived the life, but they lost it because they began to do secret things, thinking nobody knew what they were doing. And you got to be careful, saints, in this time. I warn you by the Spirit of God to be careful with watch who you walk with. They may come looking like you. They may come talking like a true saint. They may come looking like one. But they are secretly a demonic distraction.
Jesus.
They see you're clean, so they'll try to come and try to join ministry with you to try to tempt you.
Preach
you don't want to be connected to no unclean person. Because it will mess up your ministry.
That's right.
It will make your ministry unclean. But, you know, the unclean people want to always be attached to holy things. Because they don't want to be spotted out for what they do. Now, some of them will come around you because they'll come around to see if you have something to help them come out what they're in. But, but some of them, you have to be careful because some of them will come to try to distract you and taint your ministry.
That's
why I'm calling out today for you people. Go open your eyes today. Get into prayer. The reason why the church is weak and lacking now is because there's not enough prayer. Not enough one-on-one time with Holy Spirit.
Help us, Lord.
Not enough time crying out before him. Not enough time saying, Lord, purge and wash me. You got to get clean, church. You got to hear the voice of God. Not the voice of man. Not the voice of bishop. Not the voice of prophet. Not the voice of apostle.
Jesus.
You got to hear the voice of God for yourself. Because people are placing God, they're placing people in the place of God now.
That's right.
They're trying to find favor with people and not favor with God. But I promise you, have favor with God, that's all you need. You don't need to have everybody following you. If you're preaching righteousness, God is going to pave the way for you. Don't
that's
worry
right.
about things not happening for you now. Trust me, your time is coming. God is truly wise.
Jesus.
He's truly wise. And there's another scripture. He said, come ye out from among them. Be ye separate.
Hey, glory.
He didn't say be the same. He said, be ye separate.
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 That's right.
Different.
That's right.
You're walking in the spirit. You're not walking in the flesh. That's why I don't understand when people say you live a balanced life. No, that balanced life is weakness in there.
That's right.
He showed me, the Holy Spirit showed me a revelation of a seesaw on the playground. Little kids playing one person on one side, other person on the other side. He said, now look how this is, daughter. He said, look, one side's down, one side's up. So one day you up, one day you're
my
down.
God.
So you want to balance your weaknesses, your little sin. You want to participate in the worldly things, and you want to try to participate yourself in holy things. You can't do it.
My God.
You're carnal-minded. The carnal mind is evil against God.
Yes.
He does not like these things. He said, yea, verily, and I count all things to be lost for Christ Jesus my Lord. So he's asking to be lost in his love.
Yes.
Lost completely from this world. You ought to be allergic to this world. Hallelujah. You got to be allergic to this world and hungry for God. You got to have a hunger that
That's
persists.
Right.
It has to persist.
That's
you
right.
have to live an undivided consecration unto God, wholly, only for Jesus, entirely, just as the temple in the Bible was saying was dedicated to the service of God alone. You got to be you have to be dedicated to Him alone.
Yes.
You have to present yourself wholly, just as He was
yes.
telling Moses to prepare the tabernacle for His presence to come. He's not
going
to come into your presence if you're unclean and you got all these things in you. You got lust. You got lasciviousness. You got lying tongue of perversion.
God.
There's a strong spirit of perversion out in the land.
Jesus.
And there's a strong spirit of delusion. And the devil, it has a hole in your mind thinking that what you're in is the truth and it's not the truth. That's why you got to watch these churches that's always
that's
preaching about prosperity, talking about how to be a millionaire, how to get
My
rich.
God.
First of all, if you follow His commandment, follow His judgment, you're going to be blessed. He said in the book
That's
of Deuteronomy,
right.
He was telling His people, He said, if you just obey My judgment, if you obey My will, if you just obey My commandments, I will not bring sicknesses upon you. You will not rest. I will send you food. I will send you what you need. Church,
My
I want to encourage you. Don't lose hope because you see all these other people advancing in their sin. But
That's
begin
right.
to stay faithful before My face. And trust Me, I will supply all your needs.
My
I am
God.
Not a God that lacks. There is no failure in Me. I will supply everything to you. This is your season. This is your time. But because
yeah.
you've been faithful, because you've been praying and seeking My face, it is your time. I will do what I promised you. Every promise
My
that
God.
Was spoken unto you that I have
yeah.
said shall come to pass. Just hold
My
on
God.
And continue to stay faithful,
yes.
My children.
Hallelujah.
Just stay faithful. You shall possess. You shall recover. Everything that was stolen, every door that was shut, I'm opening.
Yeah.
I'm loosing the chain. He said, I need
yeah.
you to go back into prayer. I need you
That's
to get
right.
back on your face again. I need you to seek My face like never before. Stay faithful. Get in a good church that preaches truth.
That's right.
Many churches are preaching. They're preaching about holiness, but they're mixing it up with what they want to say because they want
That's
to
keep right.
their best ties in the
Amen.
Church.
Amen.
They want to get. They
That's
still
right.
want to make their big money because they want to drive them a nice Bentley. They want
Amen.
To drive them a nice what you call Range Rovers and all these other new cars. But
now, woman of God,
safe,
we're out of time.
Time.
We're out of time, woman of God. I didn't want to cut you off, but that was a powerful,
okay.
powerful message
oh,
from
oh,
God.
Oh,
we appreciate you, woman of God, for
oh,
coming on
oh,
real
oh,
quick. Tell the people
oh,
how we can
oh.
book you for church events.
Praise God. You may book me at. You may contact my ministry at spoministries.org. That's spoministries.org. Or you may email me at spoministries@gmail.com. That's spoministries@gmail.com. Or you may send a message through Facebook at Shantrese Odom. And if you would like to be a blessing to this
yes.
ministry that the Lord is doing, because we're getting ready to go into revival before the end of this year, we're going near the time of the, it's going to be probably towards the end of
45
October.
Seconds.
If you would like to be a blessing, it's going to be sometime around the ending of October. You may sow a seed into PayPal. You may
Amen.
Go to, I believe it's greatnessisme12@gmail.com. That's the PayPal email.
Send
we
me that information, woman of God.
Today.
Yeah, send
God.
Me that information, and I will include it. Amen. We appreciate
okay.
you, woman of God. God bless you. We got to get out of here. Y'all tune in every day at gabradio.org. Don't forget to download the app. God bless you. Keep it locked right here.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.